Hello everyone. First of all, I will try to make this book as fast as possible because I know you guys are taking time to listen to me. I want to thank all of you who responded to the topic or who, you know, say something about it. There's a lot of you, so I choose not to mention any names in case I forgot them. But I sincerely thank you for you guys to take time to listen to what I want to say or what I have to say and answer to my question. It's just some topic that I hope, you know, it gets someone thinking and someone start talking. And probably today, hopefully, this another topic that will get someone thinking too. By the way, it's okay if you guys don't really know how to pronounce my name. It's Chi Chao. But of course, my username is L Chi Chao. That's LCHEECHAU if you want to follow me. That's the same on Twitter. Now, today the topic that I suddenly thought of is there anything or one or two things that you want to mention that you wish you can have that possibly it's not possible because of where you are? It doesn't matter, you know, is it politically or is it just because in certain country you can't have certain things and you know, just limitation, whatever it is. Geographically or something like that. I'll mention two. One, it's I wish to experience snow. It's very, very hot here. Every night for the past 2 months, it's like, or maybe one month at least, it's like 30-ish degrees Celsius. I don't know what's in Fahrenheit, but it's really, really hot. And in the daytime, again, for a month at least, it's like 35, 36, 34, you know, 33. It's really, really hot. So I really wish to experience snow. I hear a lot of people boo about it. I hear some recording about it. I can hear the snows falling and all that from other people. I just wish to have that or experience that at least. Second, I wish I am able to use a guide dog here, excuse me. Well, at the moment, it doesn't look like it's possible for me to have a guide dog in where I am, which is Malaysia, for two obvious reasons. First, because this is a majority Muslim country. Again, I'm not against Muslim because most of my friends are Muslims. But due to respect and all that kind of thing, you know, people are just not very happy with dogs here. Second, people in my country just doesn't have that much respect for animal that I wish they have. Again, this is my experience. People can argue, sometimes they can't leave the dog alone, you know, they just feel strange when they see a dog or working dog or something like that. Now, I will explain further if people are interested, but generally that is the situation here. So I really wish one day people will come to a very good understanding that, you know, an animal is an animal and they deserve some respect and that kind of thing. They wouldn't kill the dog, but, you know, the dog wouldn't have such an easy time here. Yeah, with that, I hope this will spark some interest among of you, and we'll really, really thank you guys again for those who take time and listen and respond to my booth. With that, I will try to go to sleep with, today is like 31 degrees Celsius tonight. Goodbye, and you take care of yourself.